Now, what small freshwater streams, they're all freshwater streams, what streams are there around here, beginning with some of the smallest ones going to the...
Maryville is surrounded by Pistol Creek.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't know why it's called Pistol Creek. It is on the earliest maps.
It goes all the way around?
It goes completely around the town. And that's why the town was built on the ridge, so that in times of epidemic, there was excellent drainage down to the creek on both sides. And then there are several good springs. Until about 10 years ago, we got our water here from springs. Entirely, there's Pearson Spring right down here below us. It's a very large spring, and there was Hannum Spring over about where the shopping center is, and Hannah's Spring, which is now under the road, under the new road, springs that I can think of immediately. Then the rivers in the mountains, there is the Pigeon and the Little Pigeon and the Little Tennessee. And then, of course, on down there's Telco and North River.
Mm-hmm.
And then the river that you came up and crossed yesterday at Knoxville is the Tennessee River.
Mm-hmm.
And the area at Knoxville itself is the Fort Loudoun embayment of the Tennessee River,
mm-hmm.
Caused by Fort Loudoun Dam.
Now, what about, do you have anything, now you have Pistol Creek, are there any other creeks?
Stock Creek is out a little bit from town. There are quite a few creeks. I can't think of any names of them right now.
Is there, in your mind, the difference between a creek and a branch?
A branch is a spring branch.
Okay. Now, is there any, would you call, is that something that comes from a spring?
Yes.
You mean?
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about one of these springs around here.
Yes, there's a nice branch down here that when we go down Sandy Springs Road, we cross over a small bridge, and that's over the spring branch from Pearson Spring.
I see.
The branch is fed with the clear, cool water from the spring and often has watercress growing in it, and it's a pleasant place to picnic.
But you wouldn't call, you don't really identify that by name, you just, I mean, as anything other than it's...
It's a spring branch from Pearson Spring.
From a particular spring, I see. Now, elevations of land, from the smallest to the highest. What would you call just a very slight elevation? Well, like right out in back here, you might call it.
That's a terrace, which we've made.
If it were natural, what would you call it?
Just a delightfully flat piece of land, I suppose, along.
If it comes up a little
bit.
It
slopes, or it's hilly, or rolling. Rolling, I think, I'm more as the hills,
yeah.
And then we get to the foothills. Out here in the knobs. Now that may be a term that.
Yeah, we have that here, but now what is a knob from a. How does a knob differ from a.
It's a little round hill, mm-hmm. and there are lots of them near the foothills. And you often would hear the old farmers say their cattle had gotten lost up in the knobs.
Uh-huh.
And it was a specific area of tall
uh-huh.
hills, but they're round.
Uh-huh.
They're knobby looking.
And are they is each of these a name, or?
I'm sure they have. I don't know of any which are named, but I'm sure if we got out the map of the
yeah.
mountains, for instance, we would find that each one is named.
And then higher than
the... Higher than the knobs come the foothills and then the mountains.